I believe Father Kumaraswamy knew Father Martin. Is that correct? And welcome to the program.
Yes, it's very correct.
I see. Sir, how long did you know him, and how did you come to know him?
Well, he called me up one day because he liked a book I had published called The Problems of the New Mass, and he invited me to lunch.
No kidding.
And we developed a close friendship after that, and I would say that we probably had lunch or dinner every other week for the last 2 to 3 years of his life.
My goodness. Then perhaps you knew him even better than I did. I want to ask you this, and you feel free not to answer, but there was some controversy regarding his passing, Father. Do you have any comments or any knowledge about that?
Well, I do have some knowledge about it. In fact, I was with him in the hospital. He said that he had been knocked down by a demon, and he hit his head, and he had a hemorrhage. He was on anticoagulants.
Right.
And he had a brain hemorrhage from which he initially recovered, and then later had further hemorrhage and went into coma.
That's quite a remarkable story, and I had not heard previously that he felt that he was struck down by, well,
a demon.
A demon, yes. I really had not heard that.
Now, there's something even more interesting. He called me the night that this happened, because we often spoke on the phone.
Yes, sir.
And he told me that when he said Mass that day, it was Christ who was present and said it, and not him.
That's all quite remarkable. Wow.
He was a very incredible person.
He certainly was. Did he teach you? He, of course, did exorcisms. I noticed that your area code 203, I think that's probably up in New England, right?
Yes, in Connecticut.
In Connecticut, I thought so. So you were quite close, and I wonder if he got you involved in this exorcism business that he did so much of.
Well, he did, rather. Shortly after I was ordained, he sent me to exorcise a house. And I looked at him somewhat with askance. But he said, take your ritual. And he said, charge him for what it cost you to travel and go do it. And he was not the kind of person one refused to do what he said.
No. No, that's true.
That was my first experience with all this.
Well, I'm certainly going to ask you about that, but then he obviously was taking you under his wing.
Well, in many ways. Not only with regard to exorcisms, but also with regard to the whole realm of the spiritual life.
He had some rather controversial views about the Vatican. In fact, he actually thought that the Vatican, that there was evil within the Vatican.
That's correct.
Okay, you were aware of that.
Yes, indeed.
He also had knowledge of the third secret of Fatima.
Yes, he did. He told me that he was actually driving with John the 23rd, and John the 23rd in the car read the third secret and then passed it. He was in the back seat, and John the 23rd passed the secret back to him, and he read the secret. And then John the 23rd made him swear that he would not reveal it.
Well,
and as far as I know, he never did reveal it.
What he did say to me, though, Father, was that if you can imagine the very worst that it could be, it is worse than that.
Well, that much he would say.
That, and then, of course, the Vatican sort of released, although I don't for one second believe that they released the real McCoy, but they did release what they said was the third secret. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's inconsistent with what Maliki did say.
It certainly is.
And I also think it's inconsistent with the area in the apocalypse which Maliki referred to.
I think
it was chapter 7 to 13, he said, had much of the information that was in the letter, and it's inconsistent with that, too.
Chapters 7 through 13?
I think that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the exorcism that you did do. Were there any surprises for you in it? Did you feel or see or hear anything during this exorcism that you could tell us about?
Well, actually, it was pretty boring. I read the ritual, and someone who was very close to Maliki brought a statue of St. Michael, the archangel, which I blessed, which probably had more to do with the subsequent aspect of the story, because I met the individual 3 years later, and they said that it was very successful.